Hi guys, well, you can hear that I'm in the kitchen. Ouch, that's hot. Microwave oven. How the hell is that surviving? That is hot dice. Now, microwave oven is doing its thing.
6 minutes, 39 seconds remaining.
We've got 6 minutes, 39 on the spuds, and I've been cooking them since Lord knows when. Actually, I've been cooking these since I started my show. This is in oven mode, by the way. Although it's a talking combination microwave, it's actually using the oven side, so there's nothing to worry about. Spuds ain't going to explode anytime soon. Looking through the door, I don't see any... Do I see a mess? I hope I don't. I don't even know what I see, but... Yeah, that control panel's pretty hot. Oof. No wonder the circuit boards on these things fry, because that can get so damn hot. That's crazy. The temperatures this gets to, I'm surprised it even friggin' does what it's meant to do. So, yeah. I'm going to see what happens with this. We're going to leave it until when we get back in a few minutes. Hopefully there's no major explosion disaster, because, well, the microwave's still operational, so obviously I haven't broken anything yet, but I'll keep you all posted as to how these spuds actually turn out. When it gets to about the last minute, we'll deal with them. We're back now. The microwave's just doing its thing.
3 minutes, 6 seconds.
We've got about three minutes remaining, so I'm going to do something a bit stupid, because basically my kitchen table is in the way, and I wanted something a bit more with this than just the spuds. I think I'm going to go the whole hog. If this gets done before we're finished, then so be it. But I'd really like to at least try this. Plate out. I need my pan too. I'm gonna do some beans. Where's my stupid pan? That one I'm keeping. That's a good one, Matt. There's my pan. It's gonna be done before we're finished here, but that's fine. Beans. Heinz beans. Now I could, and I might, use my much maligned can opener. Oh no, we won't. We'll just do it this way. Pull the ring. Like that. There! That just put bean juice all over my hand. Thank you very much, bean tin. Nice of you to be considerate like that. Oh well. It happens. There's not a whole amount of good that I can do with that. So, throw that in there. And this is where you see me loose with a gas stove. Fun times. So, put that on the ring. And we grab our wooden spoon, which is living in my utensil rack for now. Next thing we do, I could use my new lighter thing that I got, but I'm going to actually light this ring properly. That's it. I had to turn it down because I just got a bit forceful there. To just run the beans through a warm-up cycle. Got it on the biggest ring possible to get the most heat into the pan. We've only got a couple of minutes to do this, so ideally... Whoa, that's too hot. Too hot, too hot. Turn it down. Christ, don't want to overheat these. Beans are sensitive little things. They don't like being overheated. So... Grab some bits and bobs out of the cupboard here. I need salt on my plate. I'll get some cheese as well. Put some of that in there. Put on there. That's good. Get some cheese and butter in a minute. And we will see what happens with these. I don't know how long this is actually going to work. But, yeah. That means it's finished. So, yeah. Just going to whack some heat into this again. Let's open the door like just to stop the stupid fan from going so you can hear. The whole... Ah! Too hot! Cool, that throws some serious heat into that pan. Maybe I shouldn't have used that ring. Maybe I should have put it on that one. And use this ring. This ring's a little bit tamer. So I've put it on the small ring now. Just because that's kind of what you need to do with this. Yeah. Get your beans bubbling. Hopefully this will work. And I haven't farkled anything royally. The last thing I would want to do is farkle my dinner. That would be just wrong. I'm absolutely friggin' starved. So yeah, I need to do this and I need to do it right. Not used to this stove because it's a bit... It's kind of weird because this thing is powerful, but yet it doesn't seem to... Oh, starting to bubble. Good times. If I turn this up, hang on, lift the phone up a minute, and you can hear... That little noise... is what I want them to do, but if you leave that too long, that will burn. Let's give them a stir, and then we can turn them down. Wrong way. So I'm going to introduce the... I've just got the heat on this, just so you can hear what it's doing. I hear that it's kind of... Turn the heat down. Keep the almost steady heat while I do this, because this is the bit where I need to move all this stuff off here. I'm not really meant to do this, but hey, throw them on the floor because I need a chair. Need my oven gloves, which I've now got. That's been open for a while. Let's put the door to on that.
Door closed.
Oh. Right. Get these old mighty devils. Oh. Out hot. Yells from Maz. That's a big mess. Yeah, that's hot. Oh, the potatoes are nice and crispy. I've got my oven gloves so I can handle them. They smell absolutely beautiful. So we're going to get the cheese and all the fancy bits. That will actually calm down in a minute. Because that thing is kind of hot. So the microwave will actually shut down in a minute. Whoa, that's come out really good. Cut that in half. Yeah, that guys. They're quite nice. One in half, the other one cut that in half, like that. It's really hot too. And what we'll do is we'll use cheese and butter. Pull it back, I haven't done that on me. Come on, chip it in. Leave my gloves because that's really hot. That one is too, but we'll just pull it apart like that. Let's get some butter and cheese on them. We can, ow, put that back on there. I think that's turned out all right. Yeah. Beans are bubbling, so I'll turn them off. And I'll throw that back in the oven.
Door open. Door closed.
Just got rid of that. So, yeah, I will let you know in a minute on the next boo about the taste test. It's about all I can really do. I mean, there's not much else I can really say about it. So, yeah.